Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Coming up today, we'll have a report from Tyson Foods' annual Investor Day this past week on Wall Street. Plus, Roby Brock has an interview with attorney Alex Gray about a potential ballot referendum that would repeal an Arkansas law allowing optometrists to conduct limited eye surgeries. And a silver anvil for Arvest Bank. I'll explain that a little later. We'll have those stories after a quick break. We're glad you're with us for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
A coalition of Arkansas doctors is looking to deploy a rarely used ballot referendum to knock a new law off the books that would allow optometrists to perform eye surgeries and other procedures once limited to medically trained ophthalmologists. That group is called Safe Surgery Arkansas, which filed papers earlier this month at the state capitol to form a ballot question committee to coordinate a statewide referendum challenging Act 579 of 2019. That new law opens the door for licensed optometrists who were previously prohibited from using lasers, scalpels, and injections in their local practices to now perform those surgical procedures in Arkansas. Attorney Alex Gray drafted and filed the referendum and is representing Safe Surgery Arkansas. He spoke with Roby Brock recently about the issue, outlining the legal argument of the medical matter.
This whole debate over this eye surgery expansion scope of practice here, this was litigated in the Arkansas legislature that just ended. It had pretty strong numbers in terms of its passage in both the House and in the Senate. And some people would say that the people's representatives have spoken. Why does it need to go to a vote of the people, do you think?
This is a patient safety issue. Anytime you're expanding the scope of practice to allow non-medical doctors who, you know, have not gone to medical school and have not had the extended specialized training to do surgeries, whether it be on your eyes or your ears or your heart, or your knees, or whatever it may be. I mean, this is a public safety issue. And so we felt like, and kind of this grassroots effort, felt like it's important that the people actually be able to vote on this as opposed to, you know, maybe special interest influencing and advocating for their you know, respective yeah. clients on the issue.
You don't think that the medical arguments were fairly presented enough to have an equalized vote on this in the legislature? You think it was influenced by incorrect information or what?
Well, I think that people made their decisions early, maybe even before maybe they got all the information. There was a lot of information that showed the general public did not support this. And so, again, maybe the general public will support it and the act will stay in effect. But you know, maybe they won't, but we felt like it was important that because this is such an important public safety issue, and this is not just about, you know, eye surgeries. This is about a kind of, anytime you're allowing a surgery by a non-medical doctor, this goes beyond just an optometrist, ophthalmologist,
You think there's a potential Pandora's box that could be opened on this?
Potentially.
So who's behind this? Is this an industry push behind this, or is this? Are there some particular individuals that are supportive of this and hoping to build that coalition out?
There are medical doctors that are, that perform some of these surgeries. There are medical doctors that don't perform some of these surgeries. There are people who are neither medical doctors or have anything to do with the medical profession that are really concerned about the precedent that this sets, that we're going to allow non-medical doctors to perform surgeries. I mean, it's a huge leap. And like you said, this could easily open Pandora's box, because I'm sure there will be other subspecialties that will say, well, you know, we should be able to cut on people.
Right. So lastly, let's talk about precedent. This has only happened once before, as you and I have both mentioned. Is this going to be precedent setting in terms of doing a ballot question committee on overturning an initiated act? Will we see more of this in the future?
Well,
and is that good public policy?
Well, it's interesting because, again, it's only happened once in the last 50 years, but from 1964 to 1968, it happened three or four times. So for whatever reason, it just has not happened very frequently one time in the last several years. And so, will it set a precedent? I'm not sure, but I think it's important that people know that this is an option, and it is a specific power that the people reserved to themselves in the Constitution before both of us were born. So, I mean, this is something. This is the people's state, and so at some point in time, there are routes for the people to say, we're going to vote on this, and it's in the Constitution. So we don't feel like this is somehow, although it may be unprecedented, we don't feel like it's something that will, every act will get referred out or anything like that. But if there are public safety issues, or there are other issues that groups, want to have the people vote, or if, and again, this only gets on the ballot if the people sign petitions and petition that it be on the ballot. So, we'll see if it happens more frequently than once in the last 50 years. I anticipate that it may.
A group called Arkansans for Healthy Eyes has been formed by the state's optometrist to combat the potential ballot initiative. On the other side, Safe Surgery Arkansas has a little over a month left to get the necessary 53,941 signatures from registered Arkansas voters to put the referendum on the ballot in 2020. And in other news this past week, Tyson Foods officials visited Wall Street for the company's annual Investor Day on Thursday. And in honor of that occasion, on Wednesday, company chairman John Tyson and other Tyson Foods executives were invited to handle the time-honored tradition of ringing the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange, ending the day's trading at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As for the investor conference, company officials outlined where they see the biggest opportunity for long-term growth moving forward. The company's prepared foods division is expected to be one of the most profitable segments. By 2023, in fact, Tyson Foods expects prepared food sales will approach nearly half of the total revenue for the company. Today, it's about 22%. And speaking of food, Arvest Bank's annual 1 Million Meals campaign has garnered recognition from the Public Relations Society of America at its annual Silver Anvil Awards. At this year's ceremony in New York earlier this month, Arvest Bank and its agency partner, the Sales Agency, were presented a Silver Anvil Award for last year's Million Meals campaign in the category of Most Effective Corporate Social Responsibility Campaign. In 2018, Arvest Bank provided a record 2.1 million meals benefiting local food partners in communities across its four-state footprint in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas. That record, though, was broken this year. Just last week, Arvest officials announced that the 2019 campaign ended with a new record of 2.4 million meals. And if you are curious, and I know that you are, the Silver Anvil Award is meant to signify the forging of public opinion. They have been bestowed annually since 1944. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. We'll be back with another edition on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large here on KUAF. Until then, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.